Well, hello, this is Beth Jones at BethJones.net, and if you don't know who I am, I'm an international speaker, Amazon bestseller author, wife and refining to Pyramid at Ray Jones, and mom of three beautiful daughters. I live in the Kansas City, Missouri area, and you can find out more about my speaking at BethJones.net and the 15 books that I have written at my Amazon author page at amazon.com/author/BethMJones. And you can connect more with me at Facebook at facebook.com/BethJones.net and follow me on Twitter and Periscope at Beth M. Jones. I want to welcome you to the call today. I'm so glad that you're here. This call is called Fearless Be Set Free Telecall. And I want to share a little bit about me and then I'll pray and we'll get started. I love Jesus and my family. I love speaking and writing. I'm addicted to chips and salsa. I could eat them every day of my life. In fact, yesterday I had some. And I love chocolate, Sharpie pens and journaling, art, nature, comfy pajamas, and cute shoes. And that's just a little bit about me for you to get to know me better. I am so glad that you're here today, and I pray that it blesses and encourages you. If you're listening to this on the replay, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to share, and I pray that it empowers you to become a woman of faith instead of fear. God, I just come before you in Jesus' name, and I thank you for this opportunity for technology, whether the person is here live or listening later to the replay. I just pray that you would use this message to give the person listening hope and faith in you, God, that we would not be a people of fear, but we would be people of faith, trusting in and believing in you. God, I give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to ask you a question today. What are you afraid of? Today's world is scary, dangerous, and very unpredictable with the terrorism, the school shootings, the riots we're seeing on the news after the election, disease running rampant, natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes. Recently, there was an avalanche in Italy, I believe it was, and so much more going on in today's world. And we all struggle with fear. I do too, and I've battled it my entire life. But God does not want you and me afraid. He wants us to trust him and to have peace through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 29 in the American King James Version says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end." The reason why I'm doing this call is because I have always struggled with fear, and so many other people do too. And I used to be a very scared, just a terrified, shy, timid person. And a lot of that stemmed out of my childhood abuse. With God's help, I am overcoming these things. Now, my husband Ray would definitely not call me shy now. And he jokes he misses the good old days when we first dated and I never talk. Because now I talk a lot, especially to him. And I'm very bold. I'm very direct. So God's done a lot of healing in my life from that shyness and that timidity. He's given me a real boldness to speak. God has delivered me of so many fears in my life, and these are just some of the fears that I have gone through, and see if you relate to any of these. Fear of abuse, since I was sexually and physically abused in childhood and in my relationships with men when I grew up. Fear of people, just talking to people, sort of a social anxiety. Fear of the dark, and a lot of people have that fear. Fear of crowded places. I would begin to feel panicky in a crowded place. Fear of public speaking. Now, this is a big one because I used to physically shake, sweat, and feel like I was going to faint speaking in front of people. And now I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love sharing God's word with others and encouraging women to walk in their purpose. I love public speaking. I just thrive when I'm on stage. I feel alive and energized. Fear of going to hell for my sins. I was under a lot of condemnation and shame for my sins. Fear of the devil and fear of bad things happening to those I love. And I still battle this one a lot. It's probably my biggest fear that I battle. So many other fears. What are your fears? What was a fear that came to mind when you heard about this call and decided to come or listen to the replay later? Now, I did an informal survey on Facebook, and I asked people, what are you afraid of? What are some of your worst fears? And the answers varied. So I want to share some of those with you today. One woman said moving forward into new things. Another fear was bridges over water. And she said she wasn't scared of pools or ocean or light water, just bridges. One woman said losing my children and husband, and I relate very much to that. One man said being helpless while someone he loves is in danger. My husband Ray said the only thing he fears is me when I'm mad. Another woman said fear of the unknown, fear of heights and water, fear of roller coasters. So this woman said last year she rode one, fear of dying alone and being unmarried and uncared for, fear of death. So she thinks about how heaven looks and how there will be no more tears or sorrow. And another woman said she thinks the same thing. And the more she falls in love with her Savior Jesus, the more she looks forward to heaven. Fear of the dark. So this man carries a flashlight, and this man is a missionary in Guatemala. So there's some real concerns there. Fear of an empty stairwell, because she was attacked when she was pregnant on an empty stairwell. Fear of getting fired from her job because she's had a medical condition that she can't control. She's had lots of surgeries. So many different kind of fears, and there's others too. And you may have seen the kids' cartoon show VeggieTales years ago, and one of the songs they sang on the show was God is Bigger. And the lyrics say, God is bigger than the boogeyman. God is bigger than the boogeyman in your life. Whatever your fear is, God is far more powerful than Satan or any enemy of fear in your life. And if you're feeling bad about struggling with fear, there is no need to feel that way. Jesus' disciples walked and taught with him for years, getting to know him better than anyone else, and yet Jesus often had to rebuke them for their fear and unbelief, despite the fact they had seen firsthand his healings, his miracles, his deliverances of people. The disciples were afraid too. Jesus wanted them to trust him and not be afraid, and he wants that for us too. He tells us in John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Just like the caterpillar is transformed into the beautiful butterfly by various stages of life, God wants to transform you and change you and me from being a woman or a man of fear to a woman or man of faith. Now, the change the caterpillar goes through is called metamorphosis, and it means a change of the form of a thing or a person into a completely different one by natural or supernatural means. For us to be able to change this completely takes the power of the Holy Spirit. And the way this transformation from fear to faith, this spiritual metamorphosis takes place in our lives is by us renewing our minds with the Word of God. We have to know it, read it, study it, meditate on it, and most importantly, apply it to our lives and our minds. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The Message version of the same scripture says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. God wants to change you and me from the inside out, just like that caterpillar, which starts out as an egg, develops into a caterpillar called the larva, And then it's a pupa in that cocoon where the greatest miracle of transformation takes place, and it finally becomes a beautiful butterfly. You and I, dear friends, are becoming. Each stage of the caterpillar's life has a different goal. Its ultimate goal is to develop wings and fly. God wants you and me to fly too. He wants to set us free from fear, worry, anxiety, and stress until we are formed into the image of Jesus Christ, and that is not easy. Have you ever seen a stressed out, worried, angry, frustrated, depressed, fearful butterfly? No, butterflies are happy and free, and God wants the same for you and me. A caterpillar is hungry once it's hatched from the egg. It eats the leaf it was born on, and this is the eating and growing stage. It eats and eats, and it grows so big that it sheds its skin 4 or 5 times. You and I are shedding our skins too, so to speak, as we grow in faith through our lives, shedding our fears, our worries, our stresses, and our self-doubts, so that we can become the creation God made us to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. Oswald Chambers said, when we are afraid, the least we can do is pray to God. But our Lord has a right to expect that those who name his name have an underlying confidence in him. God expects his children to be so confident in him that in any crisis, they are the ones who are reliable. Are you that confident in God? Do you trust him totally? Are you reliable in a crisis because you have faith in Jesus? In the pupa stage, the caterpillar rests, and it's this resting stage that is the changing stage. When we learn to rest in and trust in God, we will begin to change dramatically, to develop that absolute assurance and confidence in God, not in ourselves or our circumstances. The caterpillar changes quickly in the chrysalis to become a butterfly. When the butterfly first comes out, it's really tired. Why is it tired? Well, it's gone through so much change, and its wings are damp and still soft and very tired, so it still rests. Then it's ready to start flying, and it begins to pump blood into its wings. It is the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that enables you and me to be fearless and fly in faith. Butterflies cannot fly good at first, just like a little baby can't walk good at first. They need a lot of practice. That's how we are too. We are practicing our faith and our trust in God every single day, and it takes really a lifelong process. And there's plenty of opportunities through our lives every day to practice having faith instead of fear. We fall and we get back up. And I love this little gift that my husband Ray gave me. It's a very colorful butterfly, and I've got it on my office desk, and it says one day at a time. And that's what you and I have to do. We have to take one day at a time practicing our faith in God. Once it learns to fly, the butterfly goes to look for food and a mate, and then it lays eggs, and the life cycle starts all over again. God wants you and me to be saved, delivered, to learn to trust him, and then to go and make disciples in all the earth, to multiply, to teach our children and our grandchildren about God, to teach them and others to trust Jesus. These 4 stages of a butterfly's life are like our own lives. We aren't born and then we instantly grow up. We don't instantly mature into the image of Christ, never having fears or worries or stress. God is changing and transforming us throughout our lives day by day. But he doesn't want you and me to be afraid or to stay stuck afraid. He wants us to have that peace and rest in him. He is changing you and me from the inside out. It's a spiritual metamorphosis, a metamorphosis that is making us into a completely new, beautiful creature like the butterfly, so we will be happy and free, reflecting his glory. Whatever fear you're dealing with today, whatever you're afraid of, know that God wants to help you. He wants to help set you free by the power of Jesus Christ. Here's some practical steps from my newest book called Metamorphosis, Transform from Fear to Faith, that I have learned and am still learning every day to help you to overcome your fear or your fears. You can find that book on your Kindle at Amazon. Number one is practice gratitude. Now that sounds kind of weird, but when you're thankful, it takes the pressure off you to be in control and it puts the responsibility for the situation back on God's shoulders. Speaker and author Priscilla Shearer, who started the mom in the amazing movie War Room, wrote in her book, The Armor of God, that gratitude acts as a sort of surprise reverse attack against the devil and his demons. He doesn't understand why you're being thankful in this stressful situation. It's because you know what God has done in the past, and he will do it again. You know God is faithful and good. You don't need to be afraid. You know you can trust God. Being thankful, having gratitude. Number two is renew your mind. Every day, read and meditate on the Bible, which is God's eternal word. That way, we are transformed from fear to faith by replacing fearful, worried, anxious, stressed out thoughts with God's thoughts through the Bible. You are unlearning fear and learning to trust God by replacing your mindset with good thoughts. Number three is to get prayer from others. I have family and friends who pray for me when I'm stressed out or worried or need prayer for something. I have a prayer team of intercessors for my personal life and my business because I need their prayers. We all need people in our lives who will pray for us when we feel weak. Find some girlfriends, or if you're a man, find some men who you can trust with confidences, who can pray for you and with you in hard times or just things that crop up in your everyday life. You'll see powerful answers to your prayers. More importantly, you'll begin to feel the effects of peace and joy in your life instead of fear, despite life's troubling storms. Now, I do want to encourage you, if these things do not seem to help you after a time, you might need professional counseling. There is no shame in that, and I encourage you to find a biblically based Christian counselor who can help you to work through, you know, why you have those intense fears. And I've had that counseling in my own life. I was in counseling for 5 years with a good Christian counselor to help me work through some of my issues in my childhood and things that happened in my adulthood that were very traumatic. Also, if you cannot get set free from those fears, I encourage you to think about getting deliverance, spiritual deliverance from a deliverance minister from the spirit of fear, because it can become a stronghold in your life, a demonic stronghold. Find someone who is experienced in the area of deliverance. And yes, Christians can be oppressed by a demon. I don't believe they can be possessed, wholly owned, but they can be harassed by a spirit of fear. My final tip is this, number four, try new things. If we stay in our little comfort zones, we will never actively exercise our faith in Christ. And I've had to go to other nations that I've never been to before and face some scary situations in order to speak at women's conferences. I was way out of my comfort zone. But through it all, God taught me trust and faith in him. Peter had to step out of the boat in order to walk on the water to Jesus. And this week on our daughter Heather's Facebook, I saw a quote by Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away recently, and she said this, "Take chances, make mistakes, that's how you grow. Pain nourishes your courage. You have to fail in order to practice being brave." And I just love that. Of course, you may not fail, you may fly, but the point is to take chances and step out in faith. So what is one new thing you can do this year, even this week, to walk in faith? Maybe it's something as simple as changing your hair color or highlighting it. Maybe it's starting to walk at the track to begin exercising 3 to 4 times a week to get healthier. Maybe it's traveling somewhere new or taking a new college class or some type of training online. Maybe it's hiring a coach. Maybe it's going on a mission trip and facing your fears about that. Maybe it's dealing with a very troubled relationship. Maybe you're scared that relationship is going to wind up in a divorce or a separation, or that it's going to end somehow. Maybe it's a friend that you're having trouble with. Maybe it's writing your book or speaking to give your heart-burning message. This week, I'm facing my fears by starting a new full-time job as a receptionist, and I would really appreciate your prayers for me that I would be able to catch on quickly, learn new things very fast, and do an excellent job, and that God would give me strength and grace for the job physically and spiritually, because it's going to be an adjustment for me. I'm not used to working outside the home at a job. So please keep me in your prayers. So what are your fears? I have more tips to conquer fear in my new book. It's available as an ebook for Kindle and Amazon for just $3.99. This is my offer for you today. You can find out more at my website and at Amazon, and it is called Metamorphosis, Transform from Fear to Faith, and includes parts of my story and other stories about how God helps us to push past and overcome our fears and become women and men of faith in Christ. In the book She's Got Issues by Nicole Eunice, she writes, author Brennan Manning says, contact with Christians should be an experience that proves to people that the gospel is a power that transforms the whole of life. Being a disciple when Jesus walked the earth meant following a radical call, not of rebellion, but of crazy love that defied earthly expectation, and that hasn't changed. Being a Christian isn't just about going to heaven. It's about a power that transforms your whole life. That power of Jesus Christ is available to you and me today. All we have to do is receive him as our Lord and Savior, healer and deliverer, surrender to God's will, and cooperate with and allow the Holy Spirit to do that transforming work of faith in you and me each and every day. The image I used for this telecall today has a blue butterfly on it and a quote that I found on Pinterest. It says, with brave wings, she flies. I encourage you today to develop those brave wings and soar, happy and free like a beautiful butterfly. I want to conclude today's call with a quote by Naya Rivera. Butterflies can't see their wings. They can't see how truly beautiful they are, but everyone else can. People are like that as well. Again, my ebook for your Kindle is on Amazon, Metamorphosis, Transform from Fear to Faith, for just $3.99. Please check it out, and if you do buy it, please leave a review for me, letting me know what you think of it. I pray that it encourages and blesses you. I want to end the call today with prayer. God, I just thank you for technology that allows us to reach others with the message of hope and new life through Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that we would be a people of faith and not of fear, that you would take our fears, you would deliver us from them. God, you don't want us to be afraid, but you want us to have faith and trust in you. And God, you know it's a growing process, a day-by-day, lifelong process. But God, I pray this year in 2017, we would be a people of strong faith and power in you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And I give you all the praise and all the glory for what you have done in our lives and what you are going to do this year. Bless a listener, God, right now. Let him or her walk in your divine purpose, using their gifts for you, being set free from all fear, so they would be a people of strong faith for you, warriors for you, bringing your kingdom here on earth. I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for coming today, and if you'd like to ask me any questions, connect with me at my website at Betchins.net or my Facebook page at facebook.com/Betchins.net. You can check out all of the books I've written at my Amazon author page at amazon.com/author/Beth M. Jones. If you need a speaker for your women's conference or event, please contact me at Betchins.net. Have a blessed and beautiful day.